Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to yet another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. I know you know, but I have to say it. Now, we start today's show looking back at a busy night of Carabao Cup action as Manchester United were beaten at home to West Ham and Chelsea beat Aston Villa. Here's the best reaction to tonight's action. That sounds wrong, but it's right. Across the TalkSport network.
There's the full-time whistle. West Ham United take immediate revenge for Sunday's late drama at the London Stadium by beating Manchester United on their own patch for the first time in 14 years and squeezing into the last 16 of the EFL Cup.
It's one of those games, some days it goes in, some days it falls in your path and you score two or three. But of course, we open up towards the end and they could have scored a few as well. But as you said, cup game, proper cup game. Attack, defend. The attitude was brilliant from both teams.
It's one or two aspects that we think we can improve on, but we're delighted with the result. Delighted to be through in the competition and against a very strong Manchester United side.
You've got to attack it, everything on all fronts. Absolutely right. Yeah, that's a decision he makes. And it's one he's got to accept and live with the criticism that's going to come his way.
You look at the players that he played, Sancho, Martial, Lingard, Van den Beek, Lindelof, Bailly. I mean, this is a great side. You're at home, packed crowd at Old Trafford. You've got to win.
He's a legend, Ollie, but I'm starting to really worry now about decisions, a lot of decisions, and I can't figure it out.
You're not happy with Ollie at the minute. That's what you're saying, isn't it, basically?
Yeah, basically. I'll always stick
top
up
of the league.
He's
13 points in the league. What more do you want?
Yeah, early doors.
Just sign Ronaldo. Just sign Sancho. Just sign Varane. What more do you want? Give him a bit more time. He's put his squad together.
I know you're saying they're top of the league. Are they going to win the Premier League, though? They've got to look at competitions and go, we're not winning trophies. So they've got to go and win a trophy. The Carabao Cup is a tournament that you can win early. It's the first tournament you can win in a season. You get to the latter stages quickly, and you know you can get to a final.
Manchester United simply were not ruthless or good enough. Manchester United 0, West Ham 1.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer just... He's reliant on Mickey Phelan. He's reliant on the backroom staff, and it's just not good enough.
If Pep or Tuchel or Klopp manages that so-called second string side with a £70 million winger and a £50 million striker off front, they win the game.
Ollie's not tactically. He's not astute. He's not stoned. He's not well versed in that.
You're shaking your head, Woody. You've got to talk.
How is he not tactically astute? Give me an example.
No, he's not. For me, he's not.
He makes mistakes. Subs. Gets them wrong. Tactically, gets it wrong.
When?
All the time. They get knocked out.
The top of the league.
Yeah, no.
The top of the league?
You can tell Woody's been a gaffer, can't you? <huh?
laughs> No, but,
you can tell he's been a gaffer.
What's the point in buying them players and getting rid of him? Tell me what the point is.
No, I agree with you not to get rid of him now. You make a good point. They are top of the league. But they've just been knocked out of the Carabao Cup.
In my view, he's doing a good job at the minute. He's top of the league. What more do you want?
Reece James to take potentially the winning penalty here for Chelsea. Right-footed into the top left-hand corner. And the volume of Stamford Bridge says it all.
That was a great game from both teams. It was a close one, was maybe also a deserved draw. There were chances for them, chances for us. both teams tried to win, and was a high-level game.
Absolutely fantastic. This game deserved to go all the way. You know, Chelsea made 10 changes, Villa made 9 changes, but right from the off, you felt it was a really good cut tie.
Finish Arsenal 3, AFC Wimbledon 0. The Gunners gear up for the North London derby with a third straight win as they book their spot in round 4.
Yeah, and it's not about talking, it's about putting in a performance, and I think they all done it. And then you can see the way these boys prepared, because when you don't play that many minutes, you can lack some intensity, some physicality, and they haven't. They last for 90 minutes at that rhythm against a good opponent that put things difficult, and I think we had a good performance and good result.
Brighton 2, Swansea 0. Aaron Connolly at the double with two almost identical finishes in the space of 6 first half minutes to send the Seagulls into the last 16. Tarek Lamptey also played 45 minutes on his injury comeback. A good night all round for the host. Brighton 2, Swansea 0.
Here is the Carabao Cup fourth round draw. Preston versus Liverpool, QPR versus Sunderland, Burnley versus Tottenham, Leicester versus Brighton, West Ham versus Manchester City, Stoke versus Brentford, Arsenal versus Leeds, and Chelsea versus Southampton.
Now, Spurs beat Wolves in tonight's Carabao Cup game, but the talk continues to be about Harold Kane. We'll hear from Charlie Austin, who is, of course, alongside me on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time. But first up, here's the Aston Villa legend, Gabby Agbonlahor, on TalkSport Breakfast, who urged Kane to leave the club, whilst also saying Spurs should take him out of the team. Blimey.
Yes, indeed, he's done it. Harry Kane has put the ball in the net for Spurs. It's Wolves 0, Tottenham Hotspur 2. A delicious ball from just inside the Wolverhampton Wanderers half from Dele Alli into the path of Harry Kane, who drew the keeper. And there was only going to be one conclusion, a fantastic finish from Harry Kane.
I sort of can't help but feel sorry for him. I'm looking at him and he looks like, you know, you're in a bad relationship and you want to get out, but you're trapped. Harry Kane looks like that. It's like he just wants to get out of Spurs, but looks trapped and looks. He just looks upset, doesn't he?
Can you understand what he's going through?
I understand the dropping deep bit, but when he goes wide, I'm not a big fan of that. I'm not a big fan of strikers playing wide, if I'm honest. Their bread and butter's down the middle. Whitford, the 18-yard box for me.
Can you see it? Have you been there?
To a small degree, yeah, because his was documented everywhere. It's Harry Kane, England captain, going to Man City. It will be tough, but ultimately Tottenham fans don't care. They want to see him perform.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. We just need to kick up a fuss now to get out in January, because the value he's going to be worth end of the season is going to go down a lot to what he's worth 2 months ago. You need to get out as soon as possible. Spurs maybe should even take him out of the team.
Now, could Raheem Sterling's Man City future be in doubt? The winger has played only 90 minutes in the Premier League just once this season. Here's former City winger Trevor Sinclair, who believes Sterling could be sold in the near future.
De Bruyne plays the high cross to the far post, and it's headed in by Raheem Sterling, and his red-hot start to the season continues for Manchester City.
Maybe he feels a little bit unloved. Maybe he feels he's not needed. Sometimes you need that challenge just to relight you. That desire to do well for the club. He's proved himself at the football club. He's won the Premier League. He's won all the cup games apart from the Champions League. Maybe he needs a new challenge. I don't know what... It's a personal thing. Maybe he's one of them players that once he's achieved things at a club...
What does a new challenge look like? They haven't won the Champions League yet.
Yeah, no, I've just said
that.
He
was dropped for the bulk of last season. So it's nothing to do with Jack Grealish, because he was already out of commission with Man City last year.
Maybe it's politics, Simon. Maybe it's that time where he's negotiating...
Well, he's voting for Labour and he's voting for Conservatives.
No, maybe he's negotiating his contract and Pep's keeping him in his place. He's only played twice. And on both occasions, like Simon's just said...
Yeah, but clearly he's not doing enough, Trevor, to get himself selected.
But he's playing out of position. He's playing centre-forward. He's a right-footed
left-winger.
How many
more reasons have we got to have, Trev?
But there's a lot of different reasons why he might not be...
But it's gone from Jack Grealish to not being loved to a contract to being played out of position. Right.
It's all of the above.
Grealish rolling it in, left-hand side of the penalty. Sterling! 1-0 of England, and finally they have the breakthrough.
You've got to look at his performances of England and say, goal-scoring output, fabulous. But I think Pep wants a little bit more than just end product.
What are you saying? He just got goal-scoring output in the Euros?
Yeah, I do.
I think he was probably our best player.
If it walks and talks and sounds like a duck... It's a duck. He's not playing very well at club level. If he was warranting being picked, he'd be being picked. So if he wanted being picked,
I'll give you another
but
one.
Then wasn't being picked for politics.
I'll give you another one. He's played a lot of football. He played all through the summer.
God,
he might be rest. You're saying, oh God!
But it's like 17. It's like as long as the Magna Carta now.
But what I'm saying is, I don't know. I'm not in the changing rooms. I'm not in the discussions.
It might just distill down to at club level. He's not doing
he's
it.
He's not being good enough. Yeah, it could be that as
that's
well.
It, that's then, what it boils down to, Trevor, surely.
That's too easy to say. It's too easy to say
if
that.
He might, for any other club, you'd have a different vantage point on it.
He's been at the club for a while now. His contract expires in 2023, so he's got just less than 2 years to go. I think there's negotiations in play with the club and Raheem. And if it doesn't get sorted out soon, I can see him being sold or leaving the football club.
Now, the son of Spurs in England legend Jimmy Greaves has spoken to Jim White to thank the public for their support over the last few days. Jimmy Greaves sadly passed away at the age of 81 and is the English top flight's record goal scorer with 357 goals in just 516 games. His son, Danny Greaves, joined White and Jordan to share some of his personal memories of his father.
He'll always have a special place in my heart because he scored the first goal I ever saw at White Hart Lane.
And Greaves, he would just waltz round them and safe-foot it in the net.
Left goalkeepers laying on the floor, you know, bouncing around them. It was just a natural thing.
29 and 59, 60. And then in 60-61, his last season for Chelsea, 41 goals in the first division in 40 games.
A brilliant, brilliant footballer. Someone whose goals, when you watch them now, can still make the ears on the back of your neck stand up.
Someone special. Greaves was that type of man. They came in expectation and he delivered.
He seemed to be like someone from the continent or something, the way he glided around the place. But I'd actually say it was almost more like supernatural.
I've actually said, well, he's passed the ball into the back of the net, just like Jimmy Greaves.
He was wonderful. He humoured me, he chatted with me, he told me stories. And then at the end of the journey, he gave me a £20 tip. And I promise you, if I'd have had it, I'd have given him a grand because it was the greatest journey I've ever had in my career.
He was the first pundit that injected that cheekiness into football coverage and lightened it up a little bit.
As a broadcaster, you know, obviously he excelled, but of course I think he's always going to be remembered for his goal-scoring abilities and, as I say, just the character that Jimmy was.
The family are absolutely blown away. You know, it's amazing. So much warmth, so much kindness, so much support, such lovely words people have written. Just unbelievable. It's incredible, incredible. And a big thank you for everybody for their kindness, the flowers, the cards, the words, etc. It's just amazing. And it's helping my mum and my brothers and sisters and grandchildren, etc., get through, which obviously, as you know, is a difficult time at the moment for everybody.
You must have expected something like this, Danny, but maybe not quite the scale of it.
I always knew, unfortunately, that one day, you know, this would come, but you could not, Jim, even go anywhere near what you thought it was going to be to what it has been. It has been incredible, absolutely incredible. And, you know, it's absolutely fantastic. And I'm sure Dad, smiling down and sort of probably in his usual way saying, well, what's all the fuss about?
Danny, how have you felt seeing Dad in action again on news clip after news clip as we've seen in the last few days?
Great to see Dad. Great to watch him. Obviously, I didn't see him as a young man when he played. You know, fantastic to watch his goals and to see the way he played and how good a player he was and to relive some of the wonderful clips of the show Ian, that he did with Ian, that, as you know, is iconic, the Saint and Greavesy. I mean, Mum, bless her, has asked me to say that she's really enjoyed watching the clips because it brought back memories of just how handsome my dad was.
Lovely. And Mum was right. Danny, there's a recurring theme here, though, isn't there? Because the emphasis has been Jimmy Greaves was exactly the same off the pitch as he was on it. Down to earth, humble about who he was and what he was about. And this is exactly what he was like, wasn't it?
He was known locally as the dog whisperer. He would walk his two dogs, his two border collies, and then his later dog, Lester, for walk in the woods. And he'd always have treats in his pockets for the other dogs. And 80% of the people that walked the dogs didn't even know who he was. He was just known as the dog whisperer to them, which summed him up, you know, absolutely summed him up. And again, you know, he loved his kids and his grandchildren. I remember once saying to him, you know, Dad, what are you doing this weekend? And he said, I'm going to Sheffield, where my brother lived. And he drove to Sheffield to get up on a Sunday morning to watch his granddaughter Madeline play hockey to support her, because it was her first hockey tournament. That's what Dad was. He was just a lovely, lovely man.
And we end today's show by looking ahead to the 2021 Ryder Cup, with Europe looking to defend their crown against the US of A. Shortly we'll hear from Rory McIlroy, 2018 hero Tommy Fleetwood and the postman Ian Poulter as we bring you updates across the TalkSport network.
Couldn't be happier. We're ready to go. We're in a position that we're ready at this stage. Obviously, there's going to be plenty of unknowns during the week, but at this stage, we have prepared for everything and ready to go.
It's been a long time coming. The fans are chomping at the bit to get out here.
Hits that ridge, now needs to turn right down to the hole, turn some more, around and in. Yes, sir, Jonathan Rahm.
We play for each other. I think that's the best thing that you can do. You play for the guys that are beside you.
Like I said, I can put anything aside for, you know, a team, business, whatever, just to get the job done. No problem with that.
Europe have won the Ryder Cup again.
570 people have been into space. I think over 5,000 people have climbed Everest. 225 have won a men's major. You know, so when you sort of break it down like that, you know, it's a pretty small group, and it's pretty cool.
I guess everything's stacked against us. And, you know, when you have that, when you can go in as underdogs, when you can, you know, turn the tide and actually come out victorious, it means a little bit more.
We've got a fantastic record over, you know, however many years in the Ryder Cup. So I think we always can draw on that and take from that.
To know we're underdogs, to know that, you know, we have to play extra special, you know, this week to get the job done, you know, feels pretty rewarding at the end of the week if you know, we can get it done.
I'm sure any time a Ryder Cup comes around, it's a new challenge.
To go 4-0 and lose is pretty depressing. You'd rather go 0-4 and win.
You know, whatever happens in each individual event, whether it be a Ryder Cup or major or regular tournament, life goes on and there's always the next challenge around the corner, and that's just what this is. So let's just create our own memories this week and keep them in the locker forever as well.
So that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from, I don't really care. And make sure you hit that subscribe button. I'm back today, this afternoon at 4 p.m. on Andy Goldstein's Drive, alongside the Premier League 100 Club member, Darren Bent, and he paid a lot of money for that as well. Looking back on last night's football and building up to game day. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, blimey, this is fast. Be safe, everyone, be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.